What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our producer holding it down today. Chris Hess is holding it down in New York City. And then you? Yeah, you listening? Thank you. There is no show without you. I appreciate you tuning in. The show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can listen on the Odyssey app, your local affiliate, Sirius XM channel 158, a smart speaker. Go to cbssportsradio.com. However you can tune in, just please go ahead and do it. We've already had a busy show. We talked about Kenny Pickett being traded from the Steelers to the Eagles. We talked about Mike Vrabel. This man is not coaching, but he is a coaching consultant for the Cleveland Browns. What a shock. And then we talked about an individual who is no longer coaching. And his name? Well, Juwan Howard. Juwan Howard got the boot from the Michigan Wolverines earlier today. And so as we continue on with the show, there's so much more to get into. Minnesota Vikings got themselves another first-round pick. Keenan Allen is now a member of the Chicago Bears. Deion Sanders has some ideas as to where he would like his son to play. Bill Belichick still in the news. Bill Belichick can't catch a break. Russell Wilson introduced earlier today as a member of the Steelers. Shohei Ohtani shows up in North Korea. We got you covered on it all. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. To start this hour of the show, I do want to talk about some breaking news that we got earlier today. Aaron Donald, one of the most impactful, dangerous, destructive players in NFL history, is gone. Aaron Donald is retiring, or has retired, from the NFL. Like most people, he decided to go on social media and share the news. had a nice little highlight video and recap of him basically manhandling human beings. And after 10 years in the league, three Defensive Player of the Year awards, and a Super Bowl, he gone. And I would say he's probably unlikely to come back. What the hell else is there for this man to do? Sitting around minding my business earlier today, when the news popped up via CBS Sports HQ, listen to this.
We got breaking news on the NFL, some surprising news when it comes to Aaron Donald. A surefire Hall of Famer has announced he's set to retire after 10 seasons in the league. Donald's a three-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year, most recently back in 2020. He's spent his entire 10-year career out there in L.A. with the Rams, being named to the Pro Bowl 10 times with 8 first-team All-Pro selections. Donald also led, if you remember, the Rams, that victory in Super Bowl 56, able to get that ball away from Joe Burrow at the time, getting them that Lombardi and helping them in the big way. But for the franchise's first championship, you got to go back to 1999 season. But Donald set to call it a career after a very long and luxurious one out there with the Rams.
Look, you want to talk about long and luxurious? He went to the Super Bowl and he lost to Tom Brady. Well, he was a part of the team that lost to Tom Brady. He was able to get back to the Super Bowl, not this time with Jared Goff, but with Matthew Stafford, and they did go out there and beat the Cincinnati Bengals. And there were so many rumors that he would walk away and retire just after he won the Super Bowl. And so he's pretty much been on borrowed time since he got that championship ring. And so, I mean, even as recently as last year, Aaron Donald, he sat down with the I Am Athlete podcast, Brandon Marshall and Pac-Man Jones, and they were kind of asking him, like, what's next? And more importantly, we know that you've considered retirement. What the hell is keeping you going? This is what Aaron Donald had to say.
Football, the only thing that motivates me and push me is just trying to win another ring. You know, so that's it. It ain't about no individual accolades. Right. It ain't about, like, it's none of that. Because at the end of the day, I accomplished that, and I was with teams that wasn't too good, and we wasn't winning. That shit ain't really mean nothing at the end of the day, right? Because if you don't hit that, you don't get that ultimate goal, it don't mean nothing. So the only thing I'm chasing is if I play football, is to get a ring. That's it. That's it. That's all I'm playing for. And then I got certain things that I want to be involved with. I got a little acting career I want to do after football.
Let's find out.
I want to do a little acting career. I got different business adventures I want to be a part of. But at the end of the day, I'm a type of guy that I need to learn everything. So once I got the time to really absorb it and actually continue to learn the business side, I got different things I want to be a part of too. So,
okay, acting career. Look, I've never seen Aaron Donald do anything in the NFL but destroy people. And destroy people in a way that in my lifetime, outside of Lawrence Taylor and Deion Sanders, and Deion did not destroy anybody, he covered them, and also Reggie White. I don't know what the hell, what movie is he going to be in? Aaron Donald is going to act? Are we talking, I don't know, like television, Tyler Perry, or is he going to be next to Tom Cruise? Like, what are we doing? Boban. Where is Boban? Last I checked, Boban was on the Rockets. I don't know where Boban is. Boban is 7'4". And he played an assassin opposite Keanu Reeves. I think he was in John Wick. Makes sense. 7'4" guy who can just go out there and absolutely smash you. Perfect villain. Aaron Donald? I don't know if his skills and his stature translate over into acting. I wish him nothing but the best. I know one thing he didn't have to act like or act to do. Like a badass, because he was. One of the best defensive players that we have ever seen in NFL history. Only one of three men to win three Defensive Player of the Year awards. The only other two is J.J. Watt and Lawrence Taylor. And I'm not one of these folks who sits around and says, oh, yeah, I was sitting around watching the tape. And I watch what I see in front of me. I see the highlights. I'm not sitting around analyzing the games and tape. What I see is what I see. I draw my conclusions from there. Over the past 10 years, Aaron Donald has moved offensive linemen like they are children. Aaron Donald has moved multiple offensive linemen at one time like they are children. Aaron Donald, I've seen this man pick up one offensive lineman and knock him into another offensive lineman. And I've seen this multiple times. I have seen Aaron Donald take an offensive lineman and toss that offensive lineman into the quarterback for a sack. Aaron Donald was basically, it's crazy to say was, Aaron Donald was basically unblockable. And for a man who's in the interior of the defensive line, he got busy and wasted no time. And I guess a lot of it was leverage. Aaron Donald is not the tallest dude in the world, but he's stout. He's about 6 feet tall, 6'1", and 280. This guy is a walking muscle. He is a walking problem. He was a beast. And for a defender, oh, he was fun to watch. Because it was just a matter of what was this man going to do? Who was he physically going to manhandle? How many linemen did they have to throw his way to just try to slow him down? And now he's gone. You know, I can't tell you about an active NFL defender right now who's even in his space or in his league. We could think about T.J. Watt, who Russell Wilson now loves so much. We could think about Myles Garrett. Like, there was a pecking order. The fact that Aaron Donald was better than those guys, and these are supposed to be some of the best. Aaron Donald is flat period, one of the greatest of all time, and it doesn't matter what era and what generation you're referring to. Things that he did in HD were freakish. The 13th overall pick in 2014, the defensive rookie of the year when he got into the league, you heard it from CBS Sports. This man went to the Pro Bowl every year, all pro. There was nothing slowing him down. And you want to talk about the ultimate respect? Somebody else, a damn good defensive player, multiple Super Bowls, two of them. Someone who is record for sacks in the season. And well, let me just cut to the chase. It's Michael Strahan. Michael Strahan has seen his share of great defensive players. He followed one in Lawrence Taylor coming out of Texas. Michael Strahan knows a lot. Yeah, you might see him on television now with Good Morning America. Michael Strahan knows what the hell he's talking about. Michael Strahan also sat down with the I Am Athlete podcast, and they basically asked him, like, is Aaron Donald one of the greatest players of all time? And Michael Strahan did not mince words. It didn't matter who else or what other name you brought up. Michael Strahan put Aaron Donald at the top.
Get that on tape.
Aaron Donald is probably the best interior defensive lineman ever in the history of the game of football.
I told y'all that.
Ever in the history of the game. Howie Long and I sit there and watch that cat. Nobody can touch that dude. Nobody.
Right.
That dude is unbelievable.
Warren Sapp was close.
That dude is don't insult Aaron Donald.
Right.
Don't insult Aaron Donald.
Oh, all right.
Look, I don't know. That was Brandon Marshall who brought up Warren Sapp. I don't know if he owes Warren Sapp money, if he needs to give Warren Sapp a pat on the back. Why he decided to mention Warren Sapp, I have no idea. And that's not to take away from the accomplishments of another Hall of Famer. And I'm sure Warren Sapp would have a fit if he heard me say this. Warren Sapp was a bowling ball. He did what the hell he wanted to do out there. But Warren Sapp, as Michael Strahan just said, Warren Sapp was not Aaron Donald. They would throw two blockers at this man, and it would not matter. They could throw the kitchen sink at this man. It did not matter. And so Aaron Donald walking away from the game of football, one of the best defenders, one of the best players of all time, and God bless him, he doesn't turn 33 years old until May. He has his faculties. Looks like he can still move around, still walk around. He's not all that beat up. If anything, he was the one dishing out the punishment. And so Aaron Donald will have an opportunity to hang out with his family and his wife and his kids. And then Aaron Donald can get into that other thing that he wants to do so much. Aaron Donald can get into films. Can't wait to see him in a buddy comedy with, I don't know, Kevin Hart. I was going to say I'll wait for it to come on video, but everything is streaming now. You get the point. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Aaron Donald walking away from the game of football. A Pittsburgh native. Yeah, Kenny Pickett is like, hey, I don't want to play here anymore. Aaron Donald just says, yeah, I think I'll take some time to go home. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Aaron Donald leaves, goes home, and the Rams, let's be real, the Rams defense certainly won't be the same. Speaking of one of the greatest defenders of all time, Deion Sanders recently spoke on Sirius, and Deion had some thoughts about his son and where he hopes that he would end up in the NFL draft next year. He also had some comments on Caleb Williams. So we'll talk about one great defender, and we'll transition to another one, from Aaron Donald to Deion Sanders. We're going to talk Deion and his comments on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring. Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. This is my show. My friends come on and you know them. We talk about the sports you care about, basketball now, golf, and the metronome of your life, baseball. Whether it's opening day, the big tournament, or one of the majors, we have the best to preview it and break down just what happened. And let's not forget the important stuff, the amount of daylight where I live, the importance of Speedies, and the rankings of beach-style pizza. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Right before we went to break, we talked about Aaron Donald, done in the NFL. Announced his retirement on social media. Nice video that pretty much encapsulated his career and him absolutely destroying and wrecking people. It was a nice highlight film. It was a nice little highlight tape for one of the greatest defenders of all time. And in a few years, this man is going to be in Canton, Ohio, where he belongs, with some of the best of the best of the best. Unless one day he wakes up and says, I want to come back. Does he want to do that to his legacy? 10 years, 10 Pro Bowls, three. Think about this. He played 10 years and was Defensive Player of the Year on three occasions. The only way I could see Aaron Donald coming back is if the Steelers were just like real close. All they needed was somebody to help wreck things on the interior of the defensive line. But let's be real. The Steelers have been pretty damn good as a defense. Historically, they've been good as a defense. Now they got T.J. Watt and Micah Fitzpatrick up front. Now they just added Patrick Queen. Like, they don't necessarily need him. But when you have a guy who's that young, 32 years old, about to be 33, who's ready to hang it up, I don't know if you can completely shut the door unless he just is really done or he just gets really old. I think that's what it boils down to. I told you Deion Sanders in the news as well for some comments, and it's not controversial by any stretch of the imagination, but Deion Sanders, as we all know, always opinionated. And this time, he was expressing some of his thoughts and opinions about the draft class of this year and also his son, Shedeur Sanders, quarterback of Colorado, for next year. And so he was asked about the Bears initially drafting Caleb Williams, which I think we all know is likely going to happen. And Deion made the point that, listen, the man just played out in California, and now you want to move him into Chicago? You really logically think that that's going to work? That the man is going to go from the beach to the cold lakefront, the windy, cold, snowy lakefront? And that's going to be an easy transition? Deion said to Chris Russo, let me tell you something I have a problem with. I believe this kid, Caleb Williams, can flat out play. I think he's the best one on the board this year for sure. A kid that's coming from California for the last couple of years, right? Went to Oklahoma. That's not terribly cold. Chicago's cold, man. You got to think about that kind of stuff when you're drafting a young man there. When you take a guy from Ohio State and you bring him to Chicago, okay, I can understand that. But from California to Chicago, not only that, they added what? One or two more games in the NFL? 17 games? Come on, man. You got to factor in that stuff. That stuff matters. And Deion didn't just stop there talking about Caleb Williams. He applied the same logic to his son, Shedeur. I don't want my own kid going nowhere cold next year. He grew up in Texas. He played in Jackson, Mississippi. He played in Colorado. The season is over before it gets cold in Colorado. I'm just thinking way ahead. I don't want that for him. Now, are we really getting into manipulation here? Like, are we really setting the stage to kind of set forth where his son could play? Now, look, Colorado can get cold. I mean, yeah, the season might be over a little bit by the time you get into December and what have you. It's not freezing cold, but Colorado gets cold. It gets snowing out there, so I don't necessarily know what Deion is talking about in that regard. Is he trying to lay the groundwork for where he doesn't want his boy to go? Is it really going to make a difference? Let me get to that. For Caleb Williams' point, he has already done the political walkthroughs verbally about he's ready to play and get drafted wherever. Obviously, he's not trying to eliminate some of his options when it comes down to the draft. And the Chicago Bears are probably going to be that best option. Caleb Williams is originally from the DMV. This man is from the Washington, D.C. area. This man is from Northern Virginia. That's where he's from. Yeah, he might have gone out and played in California, but he's not foreign to what cold weather feels like. Did he get too adjusted to playing in beautiful Southern California? Maybe. Playing in Chicago, will it be a shock? Possibly. He better get used to it. This is why he's getting paid all his damn money. Leonard Fournette took some time to complain after playing and being in Louisiana and Florida for the majority of his career. When it was time to put on a pad somewhere cold, he just had to go, whoa, what the hell is this in Buffalo, snow? And so, yeah, there is an adjustment. And then we can look at other players. Somebody like Tua Tagovailoa basically came from Hawaii, ended up in Alabama, plays in Miami. How did Tua Tagovailoa perform in the postseason when he needed to go up into what was the fourth coldest game ever in Kansas City? Tua Tagovailoa didn't look prepared. He looked afraid. He looked overprepared in his bubble coat, his hoodie, and his hat as he was just walking from the bus, just from the bus to the locker room. You already know that Tua Tagovailoa was going to be eaten alive. And so where is Shedeur Sanders not going to go if he gets drafted? Is Deion Sanders going to pull some type of power play with his son? I feel like half the damn league operates in cold weather cities, right? No. New Orleans is inside. Atlanta is inside. At least Atlanta Stadium opens up. You can think about all the Florida teams. Dallas is inside. But really, when you start going up into the Midwest and the Northeast, it's cold. Cold in New York. Cold in Kansas City. Cold in Chicago. Minnesota plays inside. Detroit plays inside. Chicago doesn't. Green Bay Packers picking Shedeur Sanders? Not if Deion Sanders has anything to say about it. Hell no. Buffalo Bills grabbing him? No, we don't want him. Cold in Buffalo. Cold in Boston. Cold in New York. Cold in Baltimore. It's early to say this. I got to be honest, though. Comes across a little soft to me. Not something I'd expect from Deion Sanders. And, yeah, you can have your preferences. And it's Deion Sanders, so, yeah, he can say what the hell he wants. But to me, to put the idea out publicly about playing in the cold, you're a football player. You're supposed to be able to play in all types of weather. Like, that's an attribute in and of itself. Can you handle playing outside in the elements? I mean, we got guys who get drafted into the NFL, and their entire conversations about, can they hold the football in the cold weather? Are their hands big enough to hold on to the football in cold weather? These are conversations that I had. But we have prospects, and I guess this could only come from Deion Sanders about his son. Hey, I hope my son doesn't play in cold weather. I don't want him to play in cold weather. Well, damn, how does Shedeur feel about that? Does he care that his dad said that? Is he bothered? Does it make him sound weak? I think from Deion's perspective, it's like, hey, man, just go ball out wherever you go. Deion had the benefit in his career of playing in San Francisco and playing in Dallas, playing in Atlanta. I know he did suit up at the end, forgettably, in Baltimore and also D.C. But the majority of his career, he didn't have to worry about no weather. Oh, a little too chilly in San Francisco. Oh, yeah, it wasn't cold. Chris, what do you say, man? It's a little soft from Deion. What do you say? It's football.
Yeah, when you get in game action, you're probably going to warm up a little bit, but they've played in Boulder where it gets really cold. How does that make sense?
Well, he's from his perspective, Deion said, by the time it gets really cold, the season is over. I'm just like, bro, It's snowing. Like, it's snowed. There's snow outside. You tell me if it's cold or not. I guess Deion's definition of cold, I mean, do you need to have frostbite? I don't know. I mean, if his son can play in Colorado, he can play anywhere. That's my thought process.
Well, if we're being honest, if the Broncos don't draft a quarterback this year and they're absolutely terrible and Shedeur is projected to be a top five pick, hate to be the bearer of bad news, Deion, but your son he's going to stay in the area. He's just going to freeze. Sorry.
You don't think that Deion, and I know the NFL teams can do what they want, and Sean Payton can do what he wants, and George Payton can do whatever they want. You don't think that Deion has enough juice to just kind of steer his son in a different direction?
It would be, I would say, a bigger controversy than the Eli Manning thing with the Chargers and the Giants. I think it would be bigger.
Oh, why? I mean, Arch Manning said, look, man, my son going to the Chargers, disaster. And I guess he ended up being right. Eli Manning ended up as a member of the Giants, even though he was drafted by the Chargers, and he walked away with two Super Bowl rings. Meanwhile, we can look at Phillip Rivers, and we know that Phillip Rivers, is, if he had his choice, he'd probably still be in the NFL today, you know, chasing a ring. I think Deion might be – I don't even think he was laying out plans strategically. He was just speaking his mind about the weather and some of the circumstances. I don't know. It's a tough one. And, yeah, sure, we got to wait an entire year before we even get there. We don't know what will happen with Shador. We do know some of the teams that are likely going to stink next year. You so correctly said that the Broncos might be one of those garbage teams. It's just tough. Like, we've reached a different era in sports right now where we have prominent fathers who have influence over their sons and their sons' careers just based on their status. And so Shador has been able to grow underneath his dad, who's now the coach of Colorado, and he's the starting star quarterback. I mean, Shador Sanders is getting mentored by Tom Brady. Like not too shabby when you want to think about career advice. And then how about this in the NBA? We all know about LeBron James. His son Bronny, and God bless him for coming back from a cardiac arrest, but he is basically, I don't want to say not lived up to the hype. Nobody looked at him and said, oh, my God, he's the best or going to be one of the best prospects. But Bronny, we don't know what he is. This entire season has been kind of stunted because of his health issue and his recovery from it. But we've heard this for years. I want to play with my son. They've turned down the temperature just a little bit. Well, Bronny will leave if and when he wants to leave. And it's not what LeBron wants to do. It's what Bronny wants to do. But LeBron still, if he wanted to, he's the puppeteer. He's the puppet master. He's the one calling the shots. And I think Deion, I think he'll have a little influence to do the same thing next year if he wants Shador to go elsewhere. It wouldn't surprise me or shock me if they pulled a little bit of a power play. But Deion is very shrewd, very slick, not a stupid man. I think he'd be very careful in how he went about it. But an admission that, I don't want to play in the cold, hey, that could be from Deion's perspective. And maybe his son one day will say, listen, I do not care. We got time to figure it out. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of coaching, yeah, Deion is coaching his son. Doesn't want his son playing in cold weather next year. I don't know if you're familiar, but Apple TV has an entire documentary out about the Patriots in their dynasty. And we have some old bones that are falling out of the closet, specifically as it relates to Bill Belichick. It seems like people don't like this guy, if you haven't been able to tell so far. I will explain. We're going to get into some of the other trades that have taken place in the NFL, some other news and updates.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. And I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Before we went to break, we talked about some comments made by Deion Sanders. He had some thoughts and concerns about the Chicago Bears selecting Caleb Williams out of the draft, especially having just come from California in USC. How is he going to perform when he's in that freezing cold weather? Deion Sanders has some concerns and says, yeah, it's legitimate that NFL teams actually do some research as to how these players might perform in different climates. And then he also brought up his own son, Shedeur Sanders, who he coaches at Colorado, is the star quarterback, one of the best in the country. He's just like, hey, you know, I hope my son doesn't play in cold weather. Well, Deion Sanders, we know, is the head coach of Colorado and the Buffaloes. We talked about Mike Vrabel earlier on in the show. He's now going to be consulting for the Cleveland Browns. And there's another coach in the news today, and he don't even have a job right now. His name is Bill Belichick. I don't want to go as far to say that this man has been raked over the coals over the past, I say, month. But if you did not know, I'd be happy to tell you now that Apple TV has been playing and releasing pieces of a documentary, a docuseries about the New England Patriots and their dynasty. And it's, I don't think we really got anything new out of it. But we're just getting like hardcore confirmation on some things that we already knew. That Bill Belichick basically beefed with everybody. That Bill Belichick, I don't want to say he wore his own welcome thin, but he ruffled feathers with Tom Brady. Robert Kraft at one point said that, look, Tom Brady, with his greatness, it was a threat to Bill Belichick's power, and that's one of the reasons he felt that Belichick wanted to get rid of Brady. Robert Kraft said he was a great coach, but he was a you-know-what hole, a butthole. And then, and what was why, and we still don't know the answer why, everybody from Robert Kraft to Matthew Slater, who just retired, nobody knew while Bill Belichick refused to play Malcolm Butler when the Eagles won that Super Bowl over the Patriots in 2018. Let's remember this. Malcolm Butler, he was benched. He didn't see the field at all. They let him know before the game that he was going to be benched. And a lot of his team, the players and also the owner, they blamed Bill Belichick for that loss because he didn't play Malcolm Butler, and they felt that it wasn't about football, that it was personal. And so ultimately, Nick Foles went out there, threw for 373 yards, had three touchdowns, and they feel that Malcolm Butler, who, let's remember, this man did have a game-clinching interception in another Super Bowl, that he could have went out there and at least helped stop the bleeding. And so while we had this on Apple TV, I want you to listen to folks like Robert Kraft and then at the end, Bill Belichick, pretty much talk about this disaster and what took place. Listen.
In the 2017 season, Malcolm Butler played 98% of the snaps. Why was he only on the field for one play during the Super Bowl?
Matt, we've talked about that.
I didn't ask you about it.
What has been told to me is that there was something personal going on between Bill and Malcolm that was not football related.
And that's it. We still don't know what the hell happened. By the way, Malcolm Butler retired from the NFL a few days ago. And Malcolm Butler is basically treated like a king in New England. He was just at the Boston Celtics game and he got a standing ovation, and I guess this is what happens when you help your team, you know, win a Super Bowl. He hasn't discussed what the issue is. Belichick, for years, hasn't shared what the problem is. And throughout the course of the documentary, people all throughout the New England Patriots organization, they all pretty much say, well, we don't know what the problem was. We don't know why Malcolm Butler did not play. And it also appears that they blame Bill Belichick for the loss because he didn't have one of his best players out there. And it was for football reasons or non-football reasons that I guess we'll never know. In the comments that you just heard from Bill Belichick during this Apple TV documentary, this is almost the same damn thing he's been saying for years. After the Super Bowl was done, after the offseason, after the Eagles won, This is 2018. The New England Patriots are in training camp. And Bill Belichick was asked, hey, why the hell did you not play Malcolm Butler? And it seems like he has just given the same answer now for years.
What about the fact that everywhere we go, folks want to ask about Malcolm Butler? I mean, sports coaches, players, university. You're a sports fan.
Yeah, we've talked about that. That's multiple months ago.
Is there going to be any more explanation about why he didn't play?
Focused on training camp.
Would you do it any differently?
Training camp? Well, we're getting started. We're working on that right now. We'll do it the best we can.
And does it matter to you? Do you care that the fans want to know more about this?
I'm focused on doing the best that I can for the 2018 New England Patriots. That's my job. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I've always done in the past. You know, every day that I've coached here, I've done the best that I could for this football team, and I'll continue to do that. And right now, my focus is on the 2018 season, not 2017, not 2014, not 2007, not 2004, not 2001, not 2000. I'm not focused on any of those seasons. They're done.
Damn. I think we, you know, now that he's not the coach of the Patriots, and now that we're getting more of these stories, and now we have a documentary, and people that he has played, or people that played for him, have been retired now, it seems like he just got on everybody's nerves. But here's the thing. You can't be jerk coach number one when you don't win. So that's why he doesn't have a job. And I got to be honest here. Unless there is an ideal, perfect situation, like Bill Belichick legitimately could be finished. I don't think any of these stories help paint him in a positive light as a coach. And we're supposed to think that he's going to wake up and change? I don't know. What's Jeff Lurie wake up and say, oh, man, let me get Howie Roseman in here to fire Nick Sirianni? Like, outside of the Eagles, where the hell would he go? This would be a last-ditch desperation thing. I mean, the Cowboys are wacky. Is Bill Belichick going to decide to join that circus? I mean, you had Schultz the other day, last week, who said, oh, yeah, when I played for the Dallas Cowboys, it was just a complete zoo. Felt like you were in a zoo. I know Jerry Jones will swear to you up and down that both he and Bill Belichick are bosom buddies. But does Belichick want to deal with that? All these stories, all these negative stories about Belichick, just they ain't hitting the spot. So I think we know why he got the boot. I think we have an idea now as to why he doesn't have a job as a head coach in the NFL. And if we start to get more of these stories, I got to be real, it wouldn't shock me if we don't see Bill Belichick coach again. NFL is changing. His players are changing. Their attitudes are changing. I mean, there's a reason why Nick Saban quit. It's just a change in landscape. I'm supposed to think that Bill Belichick is going to, quote unquote, change his stripes? The team would have to be desperate to bring him on. And I'm sure, I got to be honest, there might be some desperate teams. So don't shut the door completely. But more of these negative stories isn't doing him any good. Chris, you think we're done with Bill Belichick, or you get another chance at some point?
I think he's done.
Any particular reason?
I think the game has passed him by, and you've seen it. As the players become more skilled or anything of that nature, have you noticed that Belichick's offenses, have not changed at all since he took over as head coach of the Patriots? It was the same things over and over and over. Yeah, coordinators change, but the schemes didn't. And his scheme was archaic. It was time to go. That was it.
Yeah, we know Bill Belichick, a master of the defense, and even the past several seasons post-Tom Brady, from some of his draft selections down to who is running the offense, has pretty much been a disaster. Now, Bill Belichick, well, Mike Vrabel got his chance as a consultant. Can't wait to see who brings on Belichick as a consultant. Probably nobody. His son did say that dad is looking at television opportunities. Maybe this will be the version of Bill Belichick that talks. That'll be interesting. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We've had more quarterback movement in the NFL today, including Russell Wilson having his first press conference as a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. There's someone who loves to talk. We're going to hear from Russell Wilson. We're going to hear from Patrick Queen as to why he decided to join the Steelers. We're going to talk about some of the other moves that quarterbacks have made today. Mason Rudolph has a new home. Kenny Pickett has a new home. We'll get into it. The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring. Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.